In Thailand, a progressive party swept elections over the weekend, but the military-backed Senate may not allow the new party to rule. For more, we're joined by Ken Mattis Lohatapanont. He is senior political reporter for the independent news organization, the Thai Inquirer. He's in Bangkok. Ken, welcome.
A pleasure to be here.
Help us understand the significance of this victory. You have written that this election was unlike any other that propelled this progressive party, the Move Forward Party, to this win.
Yes, so this was a very unexpected showing for Move Forward, the progressive party. Very few people had predicted that Move Forward would emerge as the biggest party in parliament, and yet here they are, on the cusp of power, ready to form a coalition government.
So how could this change the government? How could this change life in Thailand? I guess tell us a little bit about this party and what it wants for Thailand.
So for the past 20 years, Thailand has been oriented around competition between two main factions. One, which is the conservative faction, now currently being led by the incumbent prime minister, a former army commander who appointed himself prime minister after a military coup in 2014. Versus another faction, the faction led by the Pheu Thai party, oriented around a former billionaire prime minister. The emergence of the Move Forward party has broken this equilibrium, where for the first time in 20 years, an alternative progressive party has emerged as the biggest party in parliament. And this is something that is unprecedented in Thai politics.
So what is their agenda? What do they want to change?
The Move Forward party has campaigned on deep structural reforms to Thailand. So they want to reduce the role of the military in Thai politics. They want to eliminate military conscription. They want to see reform of the royal institution, including amendments to Thailand's harsh royal defamation laws. And they also want to break up the monopolistic economy dominated by big businesses in Thailand. So they are a big threat to the current status quo. However, whether or not that will actually result in real change is still an open question. The reason being the fact that the incumbent political institutions, such as a military-appointed Senate that has to participate in the selection of the next prime minister, may not actually allow a Move Forward to enter power at all.
How could the Senate stop that?
So in Thailand, after the military coup in 2014, what happened was that the military government rewrote the Thai constitution and twisted the electoral rules so that they appointed a 250-person strong Senate, and then they added a new rule that said that the Senate is able to join with the elected lower house in selecting a prime minister. So despite the fact that Move Forward has now won the election and they have now assembled a coalition that in any other circumstance would probably have a large majority, a functional majority that can become a government, in Thailand, they still have to get through the Senate. And many members of the Senate have already come out and said that they would not be willing to back Pita as prime minister.
Pita Limjaroenrat, the leader of the Move Forward party?
Yes.
So despite this parliamentary battle upcoming, what is the atmosphere in Bangkok? Have you spoken to people, spoken to voters?
So obviously, Pita's youthful supporters and people who want to see change after 8 years of essentially military rule are now delighted and they're jubilant. But at the same time, I think the sense is that there's also apprehension about what will come next. There's probably still weeks, if not months ahead, of backroom dealing and of parliamentary maneuvering to try to actually get a Move Forward government in power. And if the Senate does indeed end up blocking Move Forward's ascension to government, there's still a big lack of clarity about what will actually happen next.
That is Ken Mattis Lohatapanont, senior political reporter for the Thai Inquirer, the independent news organization. Ken, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.